This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado is launching a program to encourage hunters to use lead-free bullets. CPR's Megan Verlee reports it'll cover some of the cost of switching their ammunition.
Lead bullets can take a toll on the environment. Predators that consume wounded animals or tainted carcasses can suffer from lead poisoning. So the state wants hunters to go lead-free. Colorado Parks and Wildlife will embark on a public education campaign about the downside of lead bullets, and will offer hunters vouchers to cover some of the cost when they purchase bullets made from other materials. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's illegal for landlords in Colorado to discriminate against anyone applying for housing based on their source of income. But John Paul Morosi of the Denver Metro Fair Housing Center says the problem persists, especially among those with disabilities.
80% of all the housing voucher holders in the state of Colorado live in households with at least one person with a disability.
The Denver Metro Fair Housing Center is leading an informational campaign through November to raise awareness about the law, which took effect in 2021. A Palisade artist is the new Western Slope Poet Laureate. Wendy Vitalock is the sixth person to hold the role. She says poetry doesn't have to be intimidating.
Many people install their anti-poetry deflector shields back in high school. I have always felt that it was kind of my role to take those deflector shields down because poetry can do so much. And it may not look like it's all that important to the culture, but when somebody dies, the first thing people do is look to the poets.
Vitalock will hold the position for 2 years. This is CPR News.